House in Baltimore and WNST.net. We're live at Super Bowl 51. We're in Houston. Am I too loud?
What?
A little bit, yeah.
Too early in the week to be hyped up.
Welcome back. We're in Houston.
If I was in a wig, I'm awake now, guys.
Marcus Allen joins us. What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm fantastic, guys. How are you guys
doing? I won't have this kind of energy on Friday. It's early, man.
I don't know. I think you will.
Well, I mean, you still got the energy to run it. That,
yeah. Well,
every year you're
like
here.
We like to think.
What do you love about the Super Bowl? After having played in it 30 years ago and now seeing what this thing... It wasn't like this when you played in it.
I like the anticipation, guys, of the game and everybody... All the prognosticators, trying to pick a team, but nobody really knows, and we have to sit down and watch.
Well, this is a good
game.
The
guys
between
the white lines will determine the game, and I just hope it's a fantastic finish like the USC-Penn State game.
It was. That was a great game.
That was a great game. And you want people, we don't want any blowouts or anything like that.
Full disclosure, I was rooting for Penn State. I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hey, can't everybody have good taste, man?
You're here on behalf of K Jewelers. So tell me what you guys are doing here. You've got like this unbelievable thing.
What do you call it? Thing? That's a Super Bowl. I mean, that's a Hall
thing.
Of Fame ring,
look
man.
Look at this, man. Look at this.
K Jewelers, man. That's designed by K Jewelers. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary, guys.
Wow.
And their partnership as well with St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Can I take it out?
Fantastic organization. Yeah, go right ahead. That's mine, by the way.
Okay.
And they're celebrating their 100th year and in partnership with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And they come up with a fun way to support the organization by singing the famous jingle, Every Kiss Begins with K.
That's very good.
Thank you, guys.
And early this morning, too. So and we want everybody to join us. Join me by going to K Jewelers on Facebook or Twitter and post a video. Using the hashtag SingForSt.JudeDonations. And for every video posted, it'll be a $100 donation up to $50,000.
Wow.
And it's for the kids, guys.
Very
now,
cool.
And if you guys are listening out there, if you have a great voice and you sing, listen here, I have right of first refusal.
You have a nice voice.
Sign you as an agent. You know, I'll be your agent. We may start a record label.
You know
we'll have
in
a
LA
lot of fun.
Too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I know exactly. People that know people. I can there's studios that I can get into, so we're good.
This is your real ring. Yeah. I thought this was just like a...
No, it's
I picked
my real
it up
ring,
I'm like,
dude. Well, come on.
Mark Allen's ring. Yeah. You know,
Wait. You think I would carry somebody else's ring around?
No, I didn't. I thought your ring would be on your finger, and this would be like not the real ring. This is beautiful. This is nice here. Marcus Allen, look at that.
Yes.
Hall of Famer.
Do you wear your ring? Do you wear it like...
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't. I put them away. They're for my little boy.
Okay.
Yeah, and...
family heirloom.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, that's...
All right, what do you make of the Raiders going to Vegas? We got to talk some football now.
Well, listen here. Guys, you always want to frame things correctly.
Right.
Think about this.
Deep breath.
Really. There was a reason they moved to Los Angeles in 1982.
Sure.
They wanted a stadium.
Sure.
So they've been trying to get a stadium for years. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
As long as I've been alive.
Right.
Right. I mean, literally, right?
They play in one of the, let's call it a relic, one of the oldest stadiums in the league.
I love that old dump.
And the Chargers as well.
Right.
Or did. Chargers is a past tense.
You grew up in San Diego, right?
Yeah. Well, listen here. I mean, we'll get back to the Raiders in a second. But San Diego, I went to Balboa Stadium, mm-hmm. guys.
Wow.
That was before San Diego Stadium was, yes.
Right.
Well, San Diego Stadium, then it was called the Murph, then it was called Qualcomm.
Qualcomm.
Well, see, I liked it was called the Murph because it was named after a sports writer who helped get it built.
Right.
And his dog, of
so
course.
So that's what you're hoping.
No, I love all those stadiums. All right. And I'm an East Coast guy. I spent a lot of time on the
West
Coast.
Well, I'd love that stadium because I played when I was 10 years old, I played a Pop Warner game at halftime of a Charger game there, guys.
That's cool.
My dad worked on the stadium.
Very cool.
Yes. And so...
Did you see Unitas play as a Charger there?
Yes.
There you go. So,
yes.
Gold
guys,
pants.
John Hadle was there. Lance Allworth.
Sure.
Absolutely. Wow. I mean...
That's what made you want to be a football
Gary
player.
Gary Garrison, all those guys, man, they were phenomenal. Sid Gilman was the coach.
Right.
I mean, it was like...
Right.
They were like explosive. I mean, it was, the AFL was new, and they had all those incredible players. And they were great to watch. And you know, I used to watch the AFC West and the Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs, and those were just great Broncos.
They threw
just
the ball
great
a little
rivalry.
Bit, right?
They threw the ball, yeah, a lot more then. But they had, you know, they had Dickie Post and a lot of guys like that. So it's a shame they're leaving. And now the Raiders are leaving. And it's just it's a void. It's an emptiness. It's a blackness, black hole, I think. And we'll be in those cities.
I think it's fascinating that the Raiders have talked about staying there as lame duck. We're from Baltimore, right? So
yes.
We're very familiar with Mayflower vans and having to grovel to get a team back and, you know, civic tax dollars and lotteries paying for stadiums. But from our perspective, 21 years into having a team back, there's nothing quite like having a team. And it feels like these California cities, you know, we're not going to build it. Just go. But how do the Raiders play a couple of years in that stadium knowing they're leaving? I just don't think that that's – I saw what happened in Cleveland. I was there that day.
The fans will be there. You know, I don't know what the – you know, the sentiment of the – you know, the county and the people in the city will think – you know, the administrators and people like that will think of that. But the fans will come.
Well, there's the weird
part.
They'll
be there, and they will support the team. And you know what? They will also travel to Las Vegas, too.
I thought the strangest thing was when the Rams went to St. Louis, I would go to St. Louis. We played a handful of games there over the years, and you'd see Jack Youngblood's name on the side of the wall in St. Louis. And I know when the Colts went to Indianapolis, you know, Johnny Unitas and Tom, you know, all those Baltimore Colts would say, nothing. I'm not going to Indianapolis to put on a blue jersey and walk out in the middle of the Hoosier Dome if I'm Art Donovan, you know, from that era. Your name's probably going to be on the wall in Las Vegas, literally, right? I mean, like, you're part of that. That's just a weird thing, I think. You haven't thought about that. Now you have to think about it.
You can't stand in the way of progress, man. I mean, it's...
It's coming.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that would like for them to stay there. I know the Lot Group would. He's trying to do everything he can, but I think the momentum right now is going to be is heading towards Vegas. So.
Marcus Allen joining us here on behalf of K Jewelers, and every kiss begins with K.
Right. No, I didn't want you to, like, no. You know, don't rap it, okay?
You're not going to rap it.
I want you to sing it, dude. You're going to like, all right? All right, guys, I'm going to count you down, right?
No.
You're going to sing it.
I'll do it.
Listen here. What are you talking about early? I've been singing this since 5 o'clock.
Me.
Oh, my God. We got to, the arpeggios. Ebony and ivory, hit together in perfect harmony.
That's really good.
A little bit. That's pretty good. I like that.
All right.
Forget
one,
about the whole
football. Do I get to be McCartney?
Two, three.
All right.
Every kiss begins with K. That was pretty good. That wasn't that bad. Come on.
Like, you know what? It's early in the week, and the highlight. Hey, nothing's going to top it. Singing with Marcus Allen.
Actually enjoyed that. I mean, you got into it.
I had a little glimmer in my eye.
You may be my first signee, man, because your enthusiasm.
I don't know. Did you actually hear me?
I'm still trying to work on the name of my record label.
Never have you been called more enthusiastic.
You know, my record label is going to be called Shawarma.
Last but not least, who's winning this game? And this Tom Brady thing, for a guy like you who's a great player in your own right, trying to get to one Super Bowl or two Super Bowl. Every year we come here, and it's Tom Brady. And my stock thing this year is going to be, what are they doing to cheat this year? That's what I want to know.
Because
they can't
on,
be
man.
Doing this on the up and up. They're making it look too easy.
Wait, come on, man.
They make it look too easy.
Listen here, why don't you just give credit to, you know, an organization that has done, you know, everything almost
by the book. I can't even say that with his
as perfect
face.
As you possibly can do. I mean, think about it. I read something the other day. He's made the most trades, right, than any other team in recent times.
Oh, yeah. Draft day trades, sure.
Yeah,
up
he
and back.
Has his free agents have played more minutes than any other, you know, team.
They
combined.
Get on the field. The people.
Yes, I mean, so he's doing something right, man. I mean, and you know, whether it's, you know, defense, the parts change, but yet guys, they come in and they play well, they play together. I mean, it's just a great run organization. I know a lot of people are jealous of them, but my hat's off to them. I mean, seven, I mean, they're a dynasty, dude. I mean, how many, this is their seventh Super Bowl. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, how many have to have a dynasty? I
talk to Bruce Smith all the time, and I say, you know, guys, you guys don't get it, man. Even though you guys didn't win, but going to four straight Super Bowls is phenomenal.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then you look at this team, it's like, their seventh Super Bowl? I mean, and I got to one. I'm very happy about that. But, I mean, gee, that's...
It's impressive.
I mean, there's no jealousy. Yeah, a little bit of envy. I mean, I wish I, you know.
Do you root for or against them fourth quarter on Sunday when you're watching? Are you?
I never root against anybody.
Oh, well, okay. You
no,
don't pick
no,
a side.
No, no, I don't. Okay. Tom is a friend of mine. I love him, and I like Matt, too. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan, you know.
Gotta like those two backs in Atlanta.
Yeah, when he was a kid, and now to see him, you know, doing such a great job, and the possibility of him going to San Francisco, it's great to see. To me, they're fighting for relevance,
yeah,
and momentum, and relevance is two factors that I think could, you know, can take you to great places. I mean, because, I mean, you look back, has anybody ever taken them really seriously? They got to the playoffs, but nobody ever thought they would advance. And now they finally have. And they probably still have the black eye from the last time they played in the Super Bowl. And that was, you know, actually it's two black eyes. They got beat badly.
Right.
The Broncos really beat them badly and stuff. And so, you know, and a lot of people probably said they probably never deserved to be there. They're not a great organization, but things have, you know, the owner's done a great job. Mm-hmm. They hired some great people in there. I think it's going to be an interesting game. I wouldn't sleep on Atlanta.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Great having you on. Marcus Allen, Hall of Famer for K Jewelers, comes by every year. Gives me a hard time, and I like it.
Yeah, do me a favor next time. Just have a little more energy, okay?
We need to bring Joe down around here.
You seem a little down this year.
We need to bring Marcus back
later
in the week.
And he drops the mic, and he just like, boom.
I love it.
Marcus Allen.
Marcus, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, later on, you need some caffeine. Stop by and see me. I got something for you. Marcus Allen joining us here on Radio Row Super Bowl 51. All of our coverage, of course, brought to you by Fremont Mortgage, as well as many, many others. And Marcus has dropped the mic. It's going to go downhill or uphill from there. I don't know. It's the beginning
probably
of the week.
I mean, that was great.
He annihilated me.
That's what made it great.
He ran me over like a Redskins linebacker and a safety, just dragging me to the goal line. You can find us out in the Buy a Toyota audio vault 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world on your mobile device by downloading the TuneIn Radio app. We do come in crystal clear. Morning newspaper ships to your email inbox at 7 a.m. That's all brought to you, of course, by our friends at Planet Fitness and PlanetFitness.com. Luke and I are going to be here all week watching the Caps, watching the Wizards, watching the Terps, talking football, having some fun. We'll get some baseball in here before it's all over with as well. Nasty at WNST.net. Finds us. I'm out on Facebook Live as well as YouTube and our WNSTV channel. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Instagram, and streaming live. On Facebook, we are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore sports.